Good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Panhandle Community Radio. And it's time now for Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson. I'm here with Jim Healy. And each week we are talking to representatives from each of our 50 states. We're talking to two states per night about what it's like to be from a different place and to now bring that heritage to our community here in North Idaho. And we move on now to the Pine Tree State, one of the least populous states in the Northeast, the 42nd most populous state, home to just about 1.5 million people. The 23rd state in the Union, which was admitted on March 15th, 1820. We are talking about the state of Maine with Vic Prescott, who is a, we were just trying to figure this out. He's a Mainer.
Mainer.
Right? Mainer. A Mainer or a...
Maniac?
Maniac. What are we going on?
Thanks for being here, Vic.
Yeah.
So where within Maine are you from?
Well, I was born in Lewiston, but I lived in Monmouth. It's a small place just out of short distance to Augusta, which would be the state capital.
Okay.
And how large is Monmouth?
Well, when I was there, it was around 2,000 to 3,000 people, I would guess.
Okay.
It has, I think, one of the only, or maybe the only Elizabethan theaters there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's an interesting history behind that.
Well, it was built by one of my ancestors.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
And what's the main industry, or why would people gather in Monmouth?
Monmouth, it's just sort of agricultural area. Okay. It's not, no real industry there that I can think of. Mm-hmm. It used to be a shoe town. They used to make shoes in that area.
Mm. Ah, interesting. And now, where in the state is it? Is it central?
Or? Right in the center, pretty close to the center.
So a distance from the ocean?
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I missed the coastline. We always went down to Mount Desert and all the other places that used to be free and not anymore.
Mm. What's the coastline like in Maine? Well, at least part of Maine that you...
It's rocky. The whole length is rocky. They got some nice small beaches, but it's not
sandy.
Not real long. I mean, Reed State Park has a nice beach, but other than that, it's pretty much rocky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you got the lobster industry in there. Quite a few harbors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I realized quite how rural Maine was. Oh. I always think of really the whole East Coast at this point as being well populated, but Maine is a bit of an exception to that.
Yeah, it's a lot like Idaho, actually, except for the coastline.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the population area, it's probably pretty close.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's about as many people living in Idaho as live in Maine, maybe even more in the state of Idaho at this point. I have that figure. Yeah, we outrank them in terms of population now.
We got over here. It was pretty close. Mm-hmm. And even the weather and stuff. It's actually a little less cold here than it is in Maine. It seems that way anyway.
Does the wind blow?
Blows everywhere.
more or worse up in Maine than here?
No, actually, I've had worse blows here than I can remember in Maine.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the map here in our studio, and it looks like only one state borders Maine in the contiguous
48. It's the only 48. One.
The only one that has just one state.
Yeah.
I just find that interesting.
It is interesting. In fact, the way that Maine sticks up so far into Canada, you picture the United States, and oftentimes you are just picturing the United States, mm-hmm. and not how it interacts with Canada. But it's actually almost like peninsula within Canada. It's surrounded on, like, the whole northern half of the state is bordered on east and west by Canadian provinces. It's not a little unlike most of the other border states in that way, the way it kind of sticks in there.
I'm sure there's a story behind that.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of now,
not a historian, sorry.
Not a historian. tell me, what's the geography? You mentioned agriculture. You mentioned Augusta.
Yeah.
You mentioned Monmouth. What's the geography? Is it flat? Is it, it's the pine state where there are pine trees?
Oh, yeah. The northern half is almost all pine.
Okay.
Of course, the coastline is all lobster and fishing.
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk seafood.
Well, they do have good lobster. I have to admit that.
Do you miss that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't eat a lot of lobster. My dad used to.
Okay.
Back in his day, they used lobster as fertilizer.
No.
Oh, yes.
Expensive fertilizer.
Yeah, back then it wasn't expensive. Yes. It was just fertilizer.
It's so wild to me. Every once in a while you hear, I want to say there was a, stories of way back when where, lobster was not considered a delicacy at all, but in fact was like the most common food available to a lot of people who lived on the coast in New England like that.
Yeah. Of course, you get the blueberry fields up in the northeastern area.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry fields?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of hilly up there, and they have wild blueberries all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Is that are cranberries from Maine, or is that a Massachusetts?
I think that's a Massachusetts deal.
Okay.
I never saw any cranberry bogs in Maine.
Yeah. Talking about that seafood, the lobster, I mean, is it still... Out here, it's a special occasion if you're going to have lobster.
Actually, it's pretty much is there, too.
It is, too.
The lobster's kind of outpriced for the normal Mainer. I mean, it's like an out-of-stater. When the out-of-staters come in, they...
Because you can freeze it now and export it, so it's, raises the value, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
One of the reasons why I... have a fondness for Maine, though I haven't been there, is the Appalachian, the north end of the Appalachian Trail ends up in Maine, Mount Katahdin.
Mount Katahdin, yeah.
You been there?
I've been there once.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, it's very, very steep.
Okay.
We went up to the edge of, we call it Knife Edge.
Okay.
There's a little trail that goes around the very top of it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go across it. I'm kind of leery of heights.
Okay.
But... even going up to the small Malda Peak, it wasn't too bad. It's nice hikes.
What did you do it during the time of year when there were Appalachian Trail hikers ending their hikes up there?
Oh, there's always a few, almost year round, except for maybe winter.
Okay. I was going to ask you now that you brought up, what are the seasons like in Maine, where you were raised and experienced Maine?
We actually had a lot more snow there than you get here, but. And it seems colder, maybe because of the snow.
How about summer?
Summer is about like here.
Is it humid there?
Not really humid, no.
Okay. And I take it the falls are beautiful, the autumns.
Oh, yeah. Got the colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the colors and everything. Besides lobster, if I were to visit Maine, what should be some of the other things... How about Moxie? Should I have a drink or two of Moxie?
Moxie's good. That was a staple back in the day. I never really caught on to it much.
Hmm.
But my son did.
What is that's a soda pop, right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
It's a soda.
Like a Coca-Cola sort of?
Yeah. I always thought it tasted a little bit like a cellar, but that's me.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own tastes.
Is it, let's see, the only real, I mean, the only kind of major metropolitan area in Maine is Portland, I think.
Portland,
and everything else is kind of a small town. Did you get into Portland?
Oh, yeah. I've been all over the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portland, is that an old city? I would kind of think it is.
Yeah, fairly old. Yeah. I mean, it has its new areas, just like everywhere else. They've got the new areas and older places on the coast, on the waterfront.
Yeah. I think it dates to like the 1600s, though, right? I think, if I'm reading this correctly.
You got me.
As far as the first time anybody
lived there. I never really looked into the history of Portland, sorry.
That's all right. But it does have some old buildings. There's kind of a neighborhood, the Old Port neighborhood, I guess, is kind of cool and historic.
The Old Port.
Yeah. Is it still, is fishing still what they do in Portland, or is it something else?
I think it's turning more towards tourist trade now. They've got a couple of ocean liners that come in there, not big ones, but like the medium sized ones come up the coast.
Yeah. Maine has, especially I think in their, I don't know what that bay is called, but there's just a ton of islands off the coast of Maine. Do people live on those, or are those just kind of rocky, uninhabited?
A few of them. Most of them are pretty rocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always somebody willing to go to the extreme. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, and some of them are a little bigger. Yeah, it looks like, as I'm looking at this map here. What's your favorite place in Maine, if you had to go back today?
Oh, probably Mount Desert Island.
It's called Mount Desert Island.
Yeah, it's a federal park up in the northeast. Yeah, up near the up near where it jags out up there.
Yeah, and it's in an island out in the Atlantic.
Yep.
And
it's an island, but it's, you know, it's really close to the coast, so it's
sure. Yeah,
It's sort of one of these drive across the bridge and you're on the island.
Okay. what draws you there?
Oh, it's got nice views in the Tampa Bar Harbor.
Oh, Bar Harbor.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one I've heard of.
Yeah.
That's a town I've heard
of. Yeah, that's on the edge of the the loop road, they call it.
Is it, do you find...
Cadillac Mountain.
Yeah. Do you think Maine has its own kind of culture, its own, is it just part general New England, or does Maine have, is there something about Maine that sets it apart, or the people from Maine that sets it apart from people from Massachusetts or New Hampshire? Or
I think that's the same in every state. There's always a core of the old style. And
what do you think defines a Mainer, an old Mainer?
An old Mainer? Uh-huh. Oh my, that's kind of a hard question. Yeah. Old Mainer, probably, I'd say coastal. Somebody maybe in the fishing industry that's been there forever.
Yeah.
Now, do you get back to Maine often?
Have been last couple of years because I'm settling my dad's estate.
But
I probably won't be going back much anymore. I've got relatives there, but you know, it gets farther and farther away and older,
right.
older and older.
That happens to all of us.
Yes, it does seem to.
Vic, when you go back, you know, after you've been away, and sometimes you go back and you don't realize that, oh, I didn't realize I missed that. Are there things that when you go back after having been away?
Oh, I missed the coast. Big time. Oh, yeah. There's no coast here.
Yeah.
Now, that is true. Okay, the vistas, the views. Did you go swimming?
Cold. Okay. Wicked cold water over there.
Okay, so swimming was out, but just simply the beauty
lake,
of the
lake
coast.
Swimming. Yeah, but not ocean water.
Swimming.
No. Does anybody try it?
There's people. It's my son would go in.
Yeah,
like that, but not me.
Like in a wetsuit or
no? People really, you can swim in it, but it's pretty cold.
Yeah,
my bodies have gotten over cold. I'm not really fun with cold anymore.
I feel that way about Lake Pendere.
Yeah,
you know,
that's warm.
We need to talk about that, Vic. and anything else that when you go back, like food when you go back and, you know, like certain something or other, like...
I like the fish and the lobster if I get a chance, but...
Now, are Maine blueberries like our huckleberries?
A little difference in taste, but not a lot. Okay. I mean, they look a lot like them.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I could tell the difference. I've had them both in my hand, but... But they...
But flavor.
You get a little bit of flavor difference, not...
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yours are a little sweeter, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Funny flavor, I'm not sure.
People have lived along the coast of Maine, going back to, like, yeah, as we said, like the 1600s. That's very old as far as fishing goes. I mean, that people were in Maine, in that part of Maine anyway. But what about up north? I mean, what brings...
Up north is pretty much desolate.
Yeah.
It's all pine, all forestry. Pretty much owned by the paper companies.
Yeah. So no, not a lot of people live in northern Maine.
It's not a lot. No, that's pretty, sometimes real far between.
Yeah.
Well, I look at that and
Except along the coastal
area. Along the coast. Yeah. Okay.
Right up in the next to Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I look at that map and I see if you're up there, to the north of you, to the east of you, and the west of you is Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I would feel sort of like isolated.
Yeah, well, my sister lives up in Machias, which is right at the very corner up in there. It's a small town. It's not real big. Mm-hmm. Probably 2,000 to 3,000 people, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the largest city in Canada closest to, if you were, I'm not familiar with the geography. I should spend more time on
Quebec.
Quebec, yeah, that's the largest. I think that's where they had the World's Fair. I know we went up to that when it was.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was interesting.
I mean, I'm looking at this at the map here in front of me on the computer. It's especially interesting. Like going from if you're in New Brunswick, if you're in like St. John, New Brunswick, and you want to go to Quebec, you either go through Maine or you have to go all the way around as far as Canadians. Yeah. I mean, are there a lot of Canadians who have just cut right across? Or
I don't really know part
of the state. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of roads up there. They got one that goes across from Bangor to close to Machias. It's called the airline. I don't know why. But it's usually crowded with the forestry trucks.
Really? Okay. That's interesting.
either Christmas trees or regular lumber.
Yeah.
They were pretty good Christmas trees.
Yeah. Bangor, Maine is a name I know, and I've always liked the name of the town, I know of it. What is Bangor?
Bangor, Maine.
Bangor, Maine?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
More than one person said it that way.
What's that like? Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been there. Really didn't hang around there too much. We went up maybe shopping for Christmas. We didn't hang there too much. So I can't tell you too much about it. My sister used to live there.
Really?
Huh. Is that a coastal city?
Of course they got...
It's not quite. It looks like it's set back from the coast a little bit.
Of course they got Stephen King there. So.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe that's why I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen King.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
Is he a native? I don't know.
Yeah. I think so. I'm not sure.
He's one of the most famous...
Don't hold me on that one because I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aren't a lot of his stories set in Maine?
Yeah,
actually,
a few of them are set in Bangor, but they've changed the name to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
or the guilty, I don't know.
Yeah. That's all Stephen King territory up there.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Has his books, the spooky Stephen King style, made any kind of impact on Maine that you've noticed? Do you remember the late 70s, early 80s when he was really becoming popular?
Yeah. He may have some sway up in Bangor. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a cottage industry with tours of Bangor, Maine.
And, oh, yeah, right past his house.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's got the old Gothic styling outside with the wrought iron fencing.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Of course he does.
I could tell you a story, but...
Tell us.
I didn't hear it personally. It was my dad said he stopped at his house and wanted to buy the hearse he had.
No way.
It was a big old BMW hearse. Double, you know. Mm-hmm. And it had a big, I think it was a spider on the front.
Ooh.
He said he stopped. I didn't see him. I can't vouch for it. So. Mm-hmm.
How did your dad get the hearse?
Oh, he picked up cars all the time.
Okay.
that was fun getting rid of those.
Yeah.
Most of them were junk by the time I got there.
Yeah.
The hearse was still there, though. He didn't sell it. I don't know why.
The hearse is still there?
It was.
Was, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now that you're in Idaho, do you run into many Mainers?
I haven't, no. Okay. I've seen some of their stuff in thrift stores, but I don't meet too awful many of them.
Okay.
I've had a lot of people say I've got a Maine accent, but I don't hear it.
Yeah, we'll see if our callers, our listeners, seem to think that.
Yeah.
I think I do detect a bit of an accent there, Vic. Yeah. Let's see. What else can we talk about Maine before we have to wrap things up?
Well, one of the things I'd like to ask Vic is our time is winding down. Mm-hmm. Is there anything about Maine that we haven't talked about or that our listeners should know about? Maine that we haven't covered?
It has some nice older areas if you want to look around. I mean, if you're into rubbing cemetery stones, it's probably a good place to go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's, let's see. Have you ever owned a Maine Coon?
No.
Ooh. No. Okay. Ooh.
No.
Okay.
That's a kind of cat, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Coon cat.
Isn't it big? Like, it's one of the biggest cats, right?
Well,
if
I don't
not
know.
The biggest? Yeah.
I've owned a big cat, but I don't remember. I don't think it was a coon cat, though.
Uh-huh. It's a large and social cat, commonly Ooh. Referred to as the gentle giant. Yes. But it's the official state cat of Maine. I don't think most states do have a cat, but this Maine sure does. Yeah.
I probably couldn't pick it out of a crowd of cats, I'm sure.
It'd be the biggest one, I think.
It's the heaviest one.
Yeah.
The heaviest one. Well, Vic, we want to thank you for stopping by the station and sharing your knowledge of Maine and a Mainer.
Maina.
Maina. There's that accent.
Yeah.
There you go. It comes through.
I know we're out of time. It's time to let Vic go, but we didn't mention Acadia National Park is in Maine.
Ooh.
Have you been there?
Yeah. That's up near Mount Desert.
And that's pretty beautiful, isn't it?
That's a nice place to go. That's a good place to visit.
It's kind of rocky trees, a lot of along the coastline.
Bar Harbor's pretty close.
Yeah. Okay. Worth a visit to Acadia.
It's worth a visit,
sometime. All right.
Of course, if you do it when all the internal people come in, it'd probably be best bet because it gets crowded up there now.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you very much, Vic, for talking about Maine with us.
You're welcome.